I was making radio shows for fun. Everybody does it. Everybody I know.
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
I will win the crowd. I will give them something they've never seen before.
You tell them I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Ladies and gentlemen, direct from hamradio.com, in our studios, deep in the heart of South Philadelphia, this is the Proof of Concept. And here's your host, the one, the only, Mike Cunningham.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Proof of Concept. Top of the morning to you all. Thank you for joining us here on the program. Proof of Concept number 148. It is a Tuesday in March in the year 2009. Oh, it also happens to be March 17th. St. Patrick's Day for all of my Irish friends and all of my friends who decide to be Irish for today. It's going to be a nice day here in Philadelphia, a pre-rain, so to speak. Nice and Irish-type weather. So it'll make us all feel comfortable as we're getting drunk today at work. That's just wrong. That's not going to happen. We have a good show for you today. We're going to be talking about a bunch of things. We're going to dive into some stuff about St. Patrick's Day, of course, as we do here every year, and we will have a special guest. Yes, a very, very special guest. Of course, I will be visited today by my Uncle Seamus. Yes, Uncle Seamus O'Donnell Liam Cookie Opus Cunningham. He will be here. He last appeared here last year on St. Patrick's Day, and we pretty much banned him from the program until now. He's going to be giving us his bracket picks for the NCAA, and also he will be giving some toasts on this day, and hopefully, they won't be as disgusting as they were last year. And we'll give you a recap of Aaron Express this past weekend. Before we get started, I wanted to pass along some sad news. If you're familiar with the actor Ron Silver, he passed away of cancer, unfortunately. And many of you might have known him in tons of movies, but he really became a part of our lives in commercials for his show called Skin, which was on Fox, or ABC, one of them, that never really made it. But this scene is the scene you heard over and over again with the... We got phone calls all coming in here to wish us a happy St. Patty's Day. We're going to be playing St. Patrick's Day type music, of course. And we have, at the end of the program, we should be revealing a brand new single from the band known as Better Than Ezra. We're looking forward to giving that to you. Anyway, remember Olivia Wilde? Do you know who she is? She is the gorgeous girl on House. She's a little dark-headed now, but she was blonde, and she exploded into our lives. She was on the OC. She was the one that made out with Misha Barton. Remember that? And then She was in a couple of movies, which I forget her film resume right now. One was like a horror movie on a beach, and the other was like something like Slumdog Millionaire, but it wasn't that. Something like that. It was a surfer, beach people. I think the kid from See, this is what would help if I, you know, prepared anything. Really, the real thing is Ron Silver died, and poor Ron Silver. He was last seen on The West Wing, and of course this show called Skin. Check out this great dialogue.
You do this to your family. Don't you realize who this kid's father is?
I know you're upset, but you have to
stop seeing this boy.
How do you even know if it's the same family?
Believe me, we know. Your mother gave me his email. I had it checked out at the office.
You're wrong.
I just told you I had it checked out.
Well, check it again, Daddy. Adam's father works for the street department.
Father is the district attorney. Please, up the street's all right.
What were you thinking?
I didn't know.
The man had me arrested for no reason in my own home. What is she arguing with me for?
Honey, you don't think that you're in love with him, do you? Oh, God.
Honey, you've been dating this kid for what, a week? That is not love. That is ridiculous. Love is your family. Love is raising you for 16 years. There is nothing in the world I would not do for you.
I thought that the boy from the club, honey. Or Brian.
Brian treats me like dirt.
I'm surprised that show did not continue. But anyway, so sad news for Mr. Ron Silver. So hope your next place is a little bit better. And then we're going to be diving into some stuff in the Philadelphia Magazine. They tried to be funny, and I don't think it's funny, but we may have a way to make it funny. And hopefully you can stick around. This is the Proof of Concept, only here on hamradio.com. Well, not only on here, because right now you can take our RSS feed and you can put it in your iTunes and subscribe us that way. Or you can put it in TiVo. Yeah, that's right. You could put the RSS feed, which you can't find on our site because I haven't posted that yet because I'm an idiot, onto TiVo, and you could be able, and you will be able to download our podcast directly to there. And if you have any other kind of downloadable podcast viewers, or you just physically drop and drag from the website, hamradio.com is the website. Our email address, proofofconcept@hamradio.com, and of course the hotline, 267-828-0112.
You are listening to The Proof of Concept, starring Mike Cunningham, right here on hamradio.com.
Economic
system is a curse. An English boss, a monster, an Irish one even worse. They'll never lock us out again. And here's the reason why. My name is James Connolly. I didn't come here to talk, but to fight for the rights of the working man, the small farmer too. Protect the proletariat from the bosses and their screws. Hold on to your rifles, boy. Don't give up your dream. Of a republic for the working class economic liberty. Each other goodbye. Up steps our citizen leader. He roars out to the sky. My name is James Connolly. I did come here to die, but to fight for the rights of the working man, the small farmer too. Protect the proletariat from the boss and their screws. Hold on to your rifles, boy. Don't give up your dream of a republic for the working class economic
is Mike Cunningham. Try out our brand new phone number. It's 267-828-0112. I'm listening to HamRadio.com's proof of concept in the car. How about that? Do you listen to HamRadio.com in the car? That's when I do it. Sometimes I listen to it at home. Sometimes I listen to it in bed when I'm naked and all cuddling up under the covers. How do you listen to HamRadio.com's proof of concept? Well, call us at 267-828-0112.
Take the HamRadio.com shopping experience. T-shirts for men and women, hats, beer mugs, a wall clock, and much, much more. Go to HamRadio.com, click on Ham Shop, and start buying today. Listening to the proof of concept. Now back to our host, Mike Cunningham.
The Obama administration says it's trying to put strict limits on the next $30 billion installment in taxpayers' money for insurance giant AIG amid questions about whether it responded fiercely enough to executive bonus payments. President Barack Obama and his top aides expressed outrage at reports that AIG went ahead with $165 million in bonuses, even though the company received more than $170 billion in federal rescue money. This pissed off a senator from Iowa. Senator Charles Grassley suggested that AIG executives should take a Japanese approach towards accepting responsibility for the collapse of the insurance giant by resigning or killing themselves. I don't normally agree with Republican senators, but this Republican lawmaker's harsh comments, I might agree with. This one I don't agree with, and I thought this Pope had it right on. This guy had been coming up with a lot of great ideas and a little bit more of a liberal stance in the world, and I agree with a lot of things that Pope Benedict XVI has said, except for this one. He said on Tuesday that the distribution of condoms is not the answer in the fight against AIDS in Africa. Benedict has never before spoken explicitly on condom use, although he has stressed that the Roman Catholic Church is in the forefront of the battle against AIDS. The Vatican encourages sexual abstinence to fight the spread of the disease. He says you can't resolve it with the distribution of condoms. Then he continues, on the contrary, it increases the problem. Now today is, of course, St. Patrick's Day, and all of us Irish Catholics get all on our high horse, and we try to follow our Lenten promises of only drinking green beer on today. But yeah, I'm not agreeing with Mr. Pope. Mr. Pope, you ain't got it. You got to come up with something other. World Series MVP Cole Hamels left training camp Monday and flew to Philadelphia to have his left elbow examined by the Phillies team physician, Dr. Michael Ciccotti. He's had a little bit of persistent soreness in his elbow. We do not believe it's serious, as Ruben Amaro says, but at least this time we thought it was important for Dr. Ciccotti to check him out and see if there's anything more serious than we think it is. The 25-year-old left-hander made his first Grapefruit League start on Wednesday. This is bad news for the Philadelphia Phillies, and we need the World Series and League Championship MVP. We need him. Get on it, my friends. Yeah, I know you're waiting for Uncle Seamus, and Uncle Seamus will be along in a little bit.
Now, Michael.
Yeah, Uncle Seamus. Yeah,
I wanted to. You mentioned something about green beer. Did you know why Irish like to drink the green beer?
Well, I assume because of, you know, all of the other green traditions like green bagels and green shirts and green underwear that it would just follow suit, Uncle Seamus.
well, that could be, but really what it is when you come home and you puke on your front lawn, your wife doesn't know you've been out drinking.
Uncle Seamus will be back a little later sharing some of his NCAA bracket picks and also some Irish toast. It's time for Who's the Biggest Celebrity Born on Today? Actor Rob Lowe was born today here on St. Patrick's Day. He's a big star. He's one of the Brat Pack members, kind of fallen into disfavor a little bit. Hasn't really found a show to take on his own since leaving the West Wing, and movies haven't quite been there for him. He's had a couple of good appearances in some SNL-type films, like the second Austin Powers, or first one in one of the Wayne's Worlds. Is he a bigger celebrity than Gary Sinise from CSI New York? Lieutenant Dan himself? This is a good question. If this question was asked in 1984 or 1985, the answer would be clear. Rob Lowe would be the bigger celebrity. But is Gary Sinise a bigger celebrity than Rob Lowe? I think he is right now. I mean, he's Lieutenant Dan. Now, is Gary Sinise a bigger celebrity than Kurt Russell? That's tough. I mean, Kurt Russell hasn't had a lot of big hits, but he was in Tombstone, and he's in Goldie Hawn all the time. Oh, hey! Oh, oh. And, of course, we here at Proof of Concept love him just for this line.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Oh, my friends, it can only be Kurt Russell. He was in Gilligan's Island, for crying out loud. Of course Kurt Russell's a bigger celebrity than Gary Sinise, but is he a bigger celebrity than, from Step by Step and Dallas, Patrick Duffy? I don't think Patrick Duffy can win on this one.
Oh, Michael, Patrick Duffy is obviously the Irish one on this day. The Irish boy born on the feast of St. Patrick has to be the biggest celebrity born today. And plus, if you pick Patrick Duffy, tomorrow you could say it was all a dream and pick Kurt Russell. Uncle Seamus, I like your logic. Uncle Seamus O'Donnell Liam Cookie O'Puss Cunahan, I appreciate your logic. Patrick Duffy is the biggest celebrity born today. Here's a remake, a cover, if you will. And we'll call it a remake because it's the same band doing it, sort of. Song's called Tomorrow. It was from the Common Ground, Voices of Modern Irish Music. Bono, I don't know why I put a little extra lisp in that one. Bono and Adam Clayton do Tomorrow. It was from their October album. This is a little bit more updated. You're listening to Perfect Concept on St. Patrick's Day, only here on hamradio.com.
are listening to The Proof of Concept right here on hamradio.com.
Hey, this is Mike Cunningham trying out our brand new phone number. It's 267-828-0112. I'm listening to hamradio.com's Proof of Concept in the car. How about that? Do you listen to hamradio.com in the car? That's when I do it. Sometimes I listen to it at home. Sometimes I listen to it in bed when I'm naked and all cuddling up under the covers. How do you listen to hamradio.com's Proof of Concept? Well, call us at 267-828-0112.
Take the hamradio.com shopping experience. T-shirts for men and women, hats, beer mugs, a wall clock, and much, much more. Go to hamradio.com, click on Ham Shop, and start buying today. This is hamradio.com. You are listening to The Proof of Concept. Now back to our host, Mike Cunningham. I get the Philadelphia Magazine every month, and I might as well take advantage of using the great material that's offered in it and every month. And it certainly makes you realize the disconnect that sometimes comes apart in your life. Well, you know, spring is almost upon us in just 5 days, and that's another great thing about St. Patrick's Day is the welcoming of spring, and then right around the corner is opening day of baseball. You can't beat it. Anyway, so you want to spring clean your body? Here is some advice from Philadelphia Magazine. The goal, never diet again. Well, that sounds interesting. How do they plan on doing that? Well, you see. Stop thinking of food as the enemy. All right. Yoga guru, not yogurt guru. Yoga guru, nutritionist Erin Owen practices mindful eating. Will teach you to reconnect with your meals by setting up a personal eating plan focused on which foods works best with your body. To make you feel balanced and energetic and get you off of the rat wheel of yo-yo dieting. Initial consultation, $50 to $150. Follow-up sessions, $50 to $100. That's Health Catalyst Online. I mean, if you're into that kind of stuff, that seems to be perfect in this economy to reconnect with your food. You know, because obviously most people are really disconnected from those kinds of things. Here's another useless item here in today's economy. I saw the other day a floral truck, but it wasn't a truck bringing flowers. It was a truck bringing fruit in the form of flowers. And I thought, hey, you know, in our world economy, this is something that would absolutely go by the wayside. And then I thought about it more. No, actually, that is actually a better idea. Because then if you're going to bring fruits out to a meeting, make it look like flowers. It'll be nice. And then, well, you never bring flowers. So screw flowers, bring the fruit salad that looks like flowers. See, that's a great idea. I thought it was the opposite, and I was wrong. It wouldn't be the first time I was wrong, certainly. And it certainly won't be the last. But this one is certainly silly. It's like a Build-A-Bear for grown-ups, according to Philadelphia Magazine. Mainline's Philippoot Pillow. It's right, it's a whole store for pillows. It's a studio where you create customizable cushions. This month, they're offering a Party Perfect special. That's right. Invite your girls and get a discounted rate of $50 per person. It's usually $65, so it's, you know, we're looking out for the economies. We're giving you a $15 off per person, mind you. Partygoers design and take their pillows home that day, choosing from 50 fabrics, plus get their fill of wine and cheese. So
So way to go. Way to go, all you mainliners. That's the way to bring the economy back and in charge. So another thing that in here was, it was supposed to be funny, and I've yet to find where the joke is, and maybe if you email us at proofofconcept@hamradio.com, that would be great. I gotta get a new microphone. I'm sorry for whenever it pops, it feels like it's broken. I think there is a little broken filament in there, and I think I might have made up that word as well. I have a pop filter, and it's still causing me major problems. Anyway, it seems you can purchase a new cologne with the label Penn State. That's right, a Penn State cologne. It seems the fragrance includes bergamot, mugwort, and blue juniper. I believe it was also made by muggles outside of Harry Potter's land. If I knew where Harry Potter lived, it would be funnier, wouldn't it? Yeah. Hogwarts? It's made by muggles outside Hogwarts. Thank you. Thank you. That was Uncle Seamus who whispered that to me. He's lying on the floor drunk right now. Anyway, so they listed out some of our local schools, you know, the Big Five plus a couple more, and let's see if they're funny. And you know what? I would read them ahead of time to see if they're funny, see if they get a laugh, and then do the second part of it where it's going to make it funnier, but I already know it's not going to be funny if I just read it straight. So my buddy Kyle has a theory that anything set to this song is automatically funnier. So what is the temple? What is the temple cologne like? Drywall, ginkgo berry, and a falafel with a whiff of Korda. How about the Drexel one? Old brick, wet pavement, and Sharpie pen with a little bit of coffee undertones. What's the LaSalle one? Brandy, frankincense, and must. St. Joe? Coffee toner lightened with hops and notes of aspiration. How about Villanova? Villanova's one's going to be funny, right? Vanilla and corduroy. University of the Arts? Tempera, rosin, hemp, and regret. That one might be funny. That one could be funny. How about the University of Pennsylvania? Vellum, oak, and pansy. Well, good job, Philadelphia Magazine. And in anytime they do any of those lists or charts or whatever, they always put the initials of the guy who wrote it or a girl who wrote it. That way you can't really actually prove who did it. Let's get back into the Irish music. Pick this up from the Emerald Rock CD. Sinead O'Connor, Shane McGowan, The Pogues. You're listening to The Perfect Concept here on St. Patrick's Day. Only here on hamradio.com.
Do you remember that sunny day? Somewhere in London, in the middle of nowhere. Didn't have nothing to do that day. Didn't want to do nothing.
You got a way of walking.
You got a way of talking.
And it's something about you.
And now I know I never ever wanna be without you. I wanna be haunted by the ghost. I wanna be haunted by the ghost.
I wanna be haunted by the ghost. Wanna be haunted. Ghost
of your precious love, of your precious love.
first time I saw you standing in the street. You were so cool, you could have put out Vietnam.
All the girls ask, what's he like? I say he's kind of shy, but that's the kind of girl I am. He's my kind of guy.
I wanna be hot about a ghost. I wanna be hot about a ghost. I wanna be hot about a ghost. I wanna be hot about a ghost.
Of your precious love.
Of your precious love.
Of your precious love.
I'll fill my world around you. I'll bless the day I found you.
I'll stay beside you. I'll never leave or tell you all those lies that you never believe.
You're listening to? Do you know what you're listening to right now? You are listening to The Proof of Concept, starring Mike Cunningham, right here on HamRadio.com.
Oh, a little haunted by the ghost.
Gotta like that. St. Patrick's Day, and it's time to bring in Uncle Seamus. He's gonna be giving us his picks. I don't know why he likes to talk into an empty cup with a hole cut out of the bottom, but that's the way he likes to talk, and that's why he's here.
Oh, Michael. Thank you very much. I the reason why I like to talk in the middle of a cup like this is it makes my voice sound a little bit more masculine. You know, the Irish have to show their masculinity by drinking and fighting. But when you're on the radio, you can't do much of either, especially since you've locked up all the beer. Anyway, this echo makes me sound like the time. I was going down on your Aunt Molly Maguire, and my poor son, this is probably the first words he heard before he came out. Whoa, 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 Uncle Seamus. What the hell is your problem? Oh, it's an adult program. Don't worry about it. Anyway, so here are my picks for the Final Four. We're going to go with
In the finals, it'll be Boston College versus Notre Dame. And with Notre Dame winning it all. Uncle Seamus, Notre Dame is not in it. Boston College is in it, but Notre Dame is not in it. God damn, that Big East is a tough conference. Then it's, what the hell, Louisville, North Carolina. How's that sound? That's fine. That's fine. Do you have any toasts for us? Any clean drinking toasts? Well, I'm not sure how clean they'll be, but I'll certainly get us started. Here's to a long life and a merry one, a quick death and an easy one, a pretty girl and an honest one, a cold pint and another one. All right, that's a good one. I got another. Well, we don't have a lot of time for all of these. No, please, this one will be quick. Here's to being single, drinking doubles, seeing triple. That's not really that funny. No, no, no. But if you think about it, if you're single, you drink doubles, and you see seeing triple, that means bringing home three chicks, three ways. Although, I think a three-way would actually be a four-way if I bring home three chicks. But what about Aunt Molly? Well, then that would be a five-way then, wouldn't it? Yep. Yeah, probably. All right, one more. I drink to your health when I'm with you. I drink to your health when I'm alone. I drink to your health so often, I'm starting to worry about my own. All right, Uncle Seamus, thank you for keeping it clean for the most part here on this St. Patrick's Day. Glenn Hanser was on the new Jimmy Fallon, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, the other day doing a cover of R.E.M., great Irish singer who was in the movie The Commitments, and he is an Academy Award winner for his song Falling Slowly. He just broke up with his girlfriend that he sang that song and made the movie with. Here's a song called The Dancer, The Frames, here on the Proof of Concept, hamradio.com.
Class of 44, beautiful dancers.
return you to HamRadio.com's Proof of Concept.
We'll be playing Ben and Ezra's new single shortly on the program. In a bit of honesty, Uncle Seamus is not really from Ireland. He just likes to put on this Irish accent every year, and actually not every year, actually every day he puts on this. He's not really from Ireland. He's actually from Port Richmond. But, you know, hey, good for him, right? My laddie. I have some jokes for your friends here on the Proof of Concept. What do you think? What do you think? A little some jokes? Are they going to be clean? Clean as a whistle. Just like Irish Spring clean as a whistle. A Texan walks into a pub in Ireland and clears his clears his voice to the crowd of drinkers. He says, "I hear you Irish are a bunch of drinking fools. I'll give $500 American to anybody in here who can drink 10 pints of Guinness back to back." The room is quiet and no one takes of the Texan's offer, except one man. One man leaves. 30 minutes later, the same gentleman who left shows back up and taps the Texan on the shoulder. "Is your best still good?" asks the Irishman. The Texan says yes and asks the bartender to line up 10 pints of Guinness. Immediately, the Irishman tears into all 10 of the pint glasses, drinking them all back to back. The other pub patrons cheer as the Texan sits down in amazement. The Texan gives the Irishman the $500 and says, "If you don't mind me asking, where did you go for that 30 minutes while you were gone?" The Irishman replies, "Oh, I had to go down to the pub down the street to see if I could do it first." Well, that's very good. That's very good. Do you have any more for us?
I have plenty more.
Are these going to be, are you sure, these are all going to be about drunken Irish people, right? They're not going to be any ones that are, you know, about sex or anything.
Oh, maybe a couple. Maybe a couple. An Irishman's been drinking in a pub all night. The bartender finally says that the bar is closing, so the Irishman stands up to leave and falls flat on his face. He tries to stand up one more time. Same result. He figures that he'll crawl outside and get some fresh air, and maybe that'll sober him up. Once outside, he stands up and falls flat on his face. So he decides to crawl the 4 blocks home. When he arrives at the door, he stands up and falls flat on his face again. He crawls through the door and into his bedroom. When he reaches the bed, he tries one more time to stand up. This time he manages to pull himself upright, but he quickly falls right into bed and is sound asleep as soon as his head hits the pillow.
Okay, and where's the joke here?
Awake, my friend. He awakens the next morning to his wife standing over him, shouting, "So, you've been out drinking again." "What makes you say that?" he asks as he puts on an innocent look, as most of us Irish can. "The pub called," she replies. "You left your wheelchair there again."
I do love that one, Uncle Seamus. I do have that. We don't have a lot more time. Do you have any more?
"Remember last year when I explained to everyone that Jesus was an Irishman?"
Vaguely.
"Well, you know why he was Irish? He never got married. He was always telling stories. And he loved green pastures."
Yeah, that's not really good. The first two part I get, but the third part's not. That's not really funny.
"Do you know why he likes the green pastures?"
Why is that, Uncle Seamus?
Because when he turned water into wine, it was actually green beer. And when he would come home and puke, his mother wouldn't be so mad that he was puking the green beer because she wouldn't notice it was the green pastures in front of her. Ha!
That's not really good. That was a stretch, Uncle Seamus. I know. I wanted to do a callback to the earlier thing, and that didn't really work. No, not really. Not really at all.
Okay, one more, Michael.
Uncle Seamus, O'Donnell, Liam, Cookie O'Puss, Coonahan, for the last time here on St. Patrick's Day, give it to us.
A pair of Irish ditch diggers were repairing some roadside damage directly across the street from a house of ill repute, a whorehouse, if you will, when they witnessed a Protestant reverend lurking and then ducking into the house.
"Would you look at that, Fitz," said Tim. "What a shameful disgrace that was, Protestant reverend, sitting in a house the likes of that place."
They both shook their heads in disgust and continued their work.
A short time later, they watched as a Jewish rabbi looked around himself cautiously and then darted into the house, where he, when he was satisfied no one had spied on him. "Did you see that, Fitz?" Tim asked the other in shock and disbelief. "There's nothing holy to those Jewish people. I just can't understand what the world is coming to these days. A man of the cloth indulging himself in the sins of the flesh. 'Tis a shame, I tell you." Not long had passed when they saw a third man, a Catholic priest, lurking about the house, looking around to see if anyone was watching, and then quietly sneaking in the door. And then Tim said, while removing his cap, "Oh no, Fitz, look, one of the poor girls must have died." Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. We have a little bit more to go here. No, that's it. That's it. That's all we have on the program. Thought we had some more. And we don't. We'll say our goodbyes in just a few short seconds. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Proof of Concept right here on hamradio.com.
Well, we're back here on The Proof of Concept, and yes, we're going to leave you with some more Irish music and the new BTE single to follow right behind it on the heels of that. This was another great St. Patrick's Day. I want to thank my uncle Seamus O'Donnell, Liam Cookie O'Puss Cunahan. Hopefully we won't hear from him again for a long, long while. We've obviously banned him from the show.
Banned me from the show? You only had like 10 podcasts since the last year, and over the last year, you just never had time for me. I don't know what this whole new resurgence in doing the program is, but I will be back, my friends.
I believe his Irish accent has gone and just turned into a Russian accent, or something worse. Proof of concept number 148. If you're playing along at home with your picture pages, don't forget you can email us for those picture pages at proofofconcept@hamradio.com or call us on the hotline 267-828-0112. You know, we're not going to play any more Irish music. We're going to go right into the Better Than Ezra after this. Tuesday, March 17, 2009. We'll be back at the end of the week for more Proof of Concept only here on hamradio.com. I am Mike Cunningham. Please tell all your friends about the program. Now you know what's going on. Here's Better Than Ezra, Absolutely Still. We'll see you soon.
This gray room, this bunker, the air is humming us to sleep. While outside, the city hurries, the endless worries are out of reach. Promise me we'll never leave this room. A million years from now. Thoughts are running at the speed of
You have been listening to The Proof of Concept starring Mike Cunningham right here on hamradio.com. The Proof of Concept is recorded Monday through Friday and is a production of hamradio.com, a division of Cunningham Communications and Productions. Any comments, suggestions, requests, or inquiries can be made by sending an email to proofofconcept@hamradio.com. All opinions expressed within this program are solely of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of hamradio.com, its parent company, its subsidiaries, nor the affiliates of hamradio.com. Copies of this program may be distributed to anyone you like without express written consent of Major League Baseball. The Proof of Concept is not brought to you by the following: Enron, the Department of Homeland Security, Tyco, WorldCom, Arthur Anderson, Martha Stewart, Sarbanes-Oxley, Karl Rove, Fox News, Sean Hannity, Paula Abdul, The White House, the WNBA, LakesidePark.com, Deuce Bigelow European Gigolo, Joey Buttafuoco, O.J. Simpson, Tara Reid, Paris Hilton, U2, Jay-Z, Destiny's Child, The Beatles, The Rolling Stones, The Family Guy, South Park, The Simpsons, Jenna Jameson, Elle McPherson, Pamela Anderson, Howard Stern, Infinity Broadcasting, and Beetlejuice.